Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. You're welcome to join 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Richard Rich.
And it's Ian.
And, you know, this isn't the first time I've heard that Alex Jones was right about something. It turned out he was relatively correct, and I say relatively correct. He wasn't entirely correct about the frogs turning gay. As it happens, we are in fact making the fish trans. I don't know if we're making the frogs gay, but because of all of the birth control and stuff like that getting flushed out into the oceans, we are in fact making fish trans.
I'm convinced that given a long enough timeline, Alex Jones will be right about everything.
Well, he has been talking about, you know, the government weather change programs and stuff like that, and then India suddenly has the capability of, you know, making it rain to solve their drought. So
right. The lights are spying on you. Well, guess what? You got smart light bulbs now that send data back to the, you know, the home office. So
yeah, I mean,
it sounds crazy until he's right.
Well, he sounds crazy more often than he sounds sane. And you know, he's a very theatrical person. So some of the ways he portrays these things are just outlandish and entertaining, but hard, very, very difficult to take seriously.
Maybe, okay, so yes and no. And what I've had to caveat with friends is I go like, well, okay, you can listen to Alex Jones, fine. But what you have to do is like separate the facts that he provides on the matter with the hyperbole that comes after it. Because if you go to InfoWars or Prison Planet, right, every article has like a long list of citations from where they got that information. Yeah.
So I don't think I've been to InfoWars or Prison Planet in 5 or 6 years.
Okay. It is well cited in the article, and then he just stretches it on air.
Sure.
To make it sound like a lot crazier than it is, but they go, well, no, here's all the sources, the studies, whatever that he's claiming this information is from.
I prefer the Space Ghost approach to Alex Jones, which is just imagining him being interviewed on the Adult Swim show, Space Ghost.
Coast to Coast.
Yes. That makes the whole thing more sensible in context. You know, it makes someone screaming about gay frogs a lot more reasonable if, you know, they're on Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I would have loved to have seen
it on
that.
The View. Oh.
He never was on Space Ghost, though, was he?
No, he wasn't. But a lot of really clever people have done creative edits that make it, you know, next best thing.
That make it look like he's on Space Ghost?
And,
oh, neat.
And it's really good.
Yeah,
so if you ever get a chance to look that up, definitely do it.
Even the Turning the Frogs Gay electronic music remix, right?
That's the best. That's one of the best things ever. The electronic remix of Turning the Frogs Gay. Yeah, that one was good.
So what he's right about this time, according to RT.
Right. Relatively correct about.
However you want to phrase it. The article says Alex Jones was right, but then there's a question mark. U.S. government-funded projects harvests organs from aborted babies for medical research. Documents show.
Well, isn't this common news? Like, wasn't it well known that they were using the fetal tissues of aborted babies to do research?
I'm pretty sure they were denying it as much as they could, because a lot of times what came along with that was these babies are alive when they pull them out, and then they're killing them or letting them die so that they can then harvest the tissues.
I thought that was more or less the entire thing behind stem cell research, was that that was how they got most of these stem cells. And that's why the Republican right was all up in arms about stem cell research.
I don't know the facts of that one, but I want to say I don't think it was from aborted babies, like the way that you would think going down to Planned Parenthood. I think they were like artificially inseminating eggs and then doing research on, you know, like the cell body that in the lab.
Okay.
And then if you're on the Christian right, right, that goes like, well, once you fertilize the egg, that thing, that organism is alive, and now you're killing humans.
Well, that's certainly what the Christian right would argue.
Right. But I think that that's where the science would go, as opposed to no, we're just waiting at Planned Parenthood for them to dump out a new batch of babies and we're going to go steal some organs.
I don't know. I was in high school the last time I looked into, you know, the debate behind stem cell research and what was going on with it. So I don't really know. I just know it had something to do with aborted fetal tissues and them doing research.
Right. So this U.S. funded a project that collects body parts from aborted babies, some of them apparently alive moments before their organs are harvested. New documents show prompting claims that conspiracy theorists have been vindicated.
This isn't surprising to me, though. I thought it was just, like, well-known.
Again, I want to say it's the circles that you run in.
Okay.
Like if you,
probably.
The people we hang out with and the theories that come out.
Speaking of the people we hang out with, that's something I wanted to get into. Not to derail from the Alex Jones article, but I went to the bar last night with some friends. Totally non-libertarians, just ordinary people. In fact, they lean hard left. They're all Democrats, but... in the course of the conversations, one thing became very, very clear. The only reason they got vaccinated was in the hopes that they could take off the masks.
Oh.
And these are hardcore Democrats. These were people who went hard Bernie in 2000, whatever it was.
Well, for 2 weeks, they were allowed to take off the mask.
Yes, and they're upset. They are not happy about the inevitable return of the mask mandates because they feel like a giant bait and switch was just pulled over them.
Is this the first time they've ever paid attention to what government says?
Probably. I mean, they're like 21, 22 years old, so very likely.
Poor guy.
So
it's like that meme of the hangings. Your first time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting the wool pulled from their eyes. Very good. I'm like, yeah, this is what the government does.
Get used to it.
Repeatedly.
They
sell you something, and then they make you buy it back, and then they take it back from you again. Mm-hmm. And then you just don't have it anymore, and you're that much poorer for having bought it from them back from them in the first place.
I don't know what the approach is at that point, because for me it'd be like, okay, you can spend the next 7 to 10 years of your life like figuring this out, or you just trust me now and shift towards that more freedom mindset, voluntarist, libertarian, whatever label you want to put on it, and work towards that. Otherwise, you're like setting yourself up for a decade of heartache before you go like, yep, I should have figured that out a long time ago.
This is one of the reasons I liked Barack Obama, because I liked what he had to say when he first ran in 2008 or whatever it was. And then, you know, he was all about peace and anti-war and all of this other nonsense. Yeah. But then he came along and absolutely none of that happened. I was like, oh, okay, they're all liars and they're going to just continue doing whatever it is they want to do. And it doesn't matter what they say on the campaign trail. So I owe Obama a huge debt of gratitude for revealing that to me at such a young age.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
He's a peace guy.
Yes,
he's the only
Nobel Peace Prize winner to ever order bombs to be dropped on Doctors Without Borders hospitals.
And to keep operating a torture facility.
Yes, that's also true, because he was supposed to close Guantanamo Bay, and of course never did.
He's the most honest president we've had. He said it. There's record. What the state is, a monopoly on violence.
He did say that.
He did say that.
Did you see the recent photos and video from his birthday party?
No, I saw that there was a thing about it, but I didn't click through to see what it was.
Well, as you might imagine, he wasn't wearing a mask, and many of the guests weren't either.
Okay.
And it started off as a huge soiree event, and then tried to scale it back because there was outburst against it.
Well, that's because people were posting photos and video, and then...
It was one of the DJs that was doing it, right?
Yeah, and one of the like superstars that was attending it as well, and those have been removed from the internet at this point.
Except
people copied them, thankfully.
Well, that's good, because it would be good for these people who looked up to Obama and who look up to Biden and who look up to any of these politicians to face what they really are, which is liars who do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm. One rule for me, another set for you.
I wish they did that, though. As far as my social media is concerned, those Obama supporters... look the other way rather than face it head on.
Sure. That's cognitive dissonance for you.
Absolutely is cognitive dissonance. But that, I think you get more of that than you get people being woken up.
Well, they have a long history of cognitive dissonance. I remember arguing with Obama supporters in like 2016, 2017, where they insisted that, no, he ended the war in Iraq and he brought all the troops home. And it doesn't matter what the facts actually were. They believed that, and nothing could convince them otherwise because Obama said he was going to do it. They probably, to this day, think that Gitmo has been closed.
Yeah. Well, wow. You don't hear much about it anymore. It's not everyday news in the news cycle.
No, and that's tragic. You know, this illegal torture facility that the United States government is maintaining in Cuba never gets a word of mention in the media, except for the one guy I think who was recently released.
Yes,
he's been there for 20 years or 19 years.
Yeah. and ultimately just released, oh, we got the wrong guy. Sorry for stealing two decades from you and torturing you through it.
Have a nice day.
You can join us, 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. And you know, I'm torn on Alex Jones. I mean, he has done a lot of really good work throughout his career. Like,
he has.
His documentaries have always been top-notch and have usually been pretty solid, like The Obama Deception, and I can't think of any of the others by name.
Police State, parts 1 through 3, 4, something like that.
He's done some really good stuff, but then at the same time, he's also done some really crazy stuff, like the 1999 hoax invasion of the United States by the Russian military, where he was live streaming and basically saying that he saw Russian military jets invading the United States airspace and just fabricating.
When was this? Was in 1999?
Yes. Just fabricating stuff on the spot that was demonstrably not true and demonstrably did not happen.
Now, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, but isn't it possible he was doing like a radio drama kind of thing? Like, you know, the War of the Worlds?
Sure, it's possible.
It's not impossible.
It doesn't seem to be his shtick, though.
But I don't think that's what he was doing. But I mean, he was describing seeing Russian soldiers being fired at by
American soldiers.
He
wasn't obviously seeing that, right? Like, he was completely making it up.
Yes, but... Yeah. Was he,
that's radio drama.
Was he? No, that's fabricating stories. I mean, I don't know
what's the difference.
I would have to go back and, because I think he was painting it as, you know, this is real. This is what I'm actually witnessing. Not, oh yeah, this is a drama. You know, this is fictitious. I think he was like, this is really happening.
Well, to be fair, War of the Worlds was like that, which is why a lot of people thought that was an alien invasion.
No, they had a disclaimer every time they came back from break or something like that, from what I've heard.
Okay.
So, that's what I've heard.
Okay.
I don't know. I wasn't there
then. I've heard
different,
and I wasn't there either.
But Alex Jones, I don't think, did any sort of disclaimer whatsoever. But, you know, he has still done a lot of really good work. And
right.
Among those were things like, as Ian said, Prison State and the Obama Deception. And even stuff he says on his website and on his radio show, or I think it's a radio show, are still...
It's an audio production at this point.
They're good at their core... If you can distill out the Alex Jonesness of it and just look at what is actually at the core of it.
That's what I said. Separate the facts from, like, the hyperbole that goes after the facts. Like, he will give you the facts, and then he will make up a story about it. But if you can eliminate the fantasy of the story, go like, well, this is actually happening because these are the facts, and again, sources have been cited, then... There's information to be gained from listening to his productions.
Unlike most radio dramas, the station break during War of the Worlds would come about two-thirds of the way through, not at the halfway mark. Apparently, no one in the company realized that listeners who tuned in late and missed the opening announcement, so there may have been a disclaimer before it began, would have to wait almost 40 minutes for a disclaimer explaining the show was fiction. So if you tune in, you know, radio people are tuning in all the time, you tune in 5 minutes into this thing, they're talking about aliens invading, and, you know, they're making it sound like it's the real deal, and you tune out 20 minutes later because you're freaking out and trying to, like, get your family to safety, you didn't hear the disclaimer.
And see, this is not the fiction channel either. This is, like, the news channel.
And this makes me sound like, this makes me, I think they did this on purpose. Why else would they extend the breaks like that?
Well, according to this, it was, they were passing their notes to one of the other co-writers or whatever for last-minute rewrites. The first act grew longer and the second act got shorter, leaving the script somewhat lopsided. And then, again, most dramas, they would have stopped halfway. But radio audiences had come to expect that fictional programs would be interrupted on the half hour for station identification, but they didn't
do that. Right, but if it's an alien invasion being covered by the news, you would not expect a commercial break.
People who believe the broadcast to be real would be even more convinced when the normal station break didn't come at the typical time.
Yeah, this was either intentional on their part or shockingly reckless.
I'm going to say definitely intentional. I'm going to lean toward intentional because that's, you know, in my mind...
Suspending the commercial break is... That's not a smart move when they were doing something like this.
The revisions, this is by the way from Smithsonian Magazine that I'm reading, the revisions also removed several clues that might have helped late listeners figure out the invasion was fake. Two moments that interrupted the fictional news broadcast with regular dramatic scenes were deleted or revised, and at one of the writer's suggestion, Koch also removed some of the specific mentions of the passage of time, such as one character's reference to last night's massacre. The first draft had clearly established the invasion occurred over several days, but the revision made it seem as though the broadcast was proceeding in real time. As many observers later noted, having the Martians conquer an entire planet in less than 40 minutes made no logical sense. But of course, hysterical people aren't going to be paying close attention to the details.
Well, if they're advanced enough, they could probably do it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you said, if you're just tuning in and tuning out, you're not listening to the whole thing.
I mean, right. If you tune into a radio station, though, and you hear it's what sounds like Martians taking over the planet, would you really just turn your radio off and, like,
no, that's when
go
you,
back
you
to your
say
cup of tea or whatever?
You keep your keys in the ignition even though you've gotten to where you were going.
Yeah. I would leave the radio on, but I would definitely be making preparations for something
good
in
point.
The background. If I believed it.
It does sound like they intentionally... made this sound like it was really happening.
Yeah.
This is, well, they're saying it was they're saying it was an accident. That's probably after the fact, them coming up with excuses.
Yeah, when they realize how much hysteria they caused.
Right.
Just like with the clown sightings of 2016 or whatever it was. Where,
I remember those.
Which was almost certainly a viral campaign for the remake of It. But then they're like, oh my God, people actually flipped out and now they're panicking, they're hysterical. We can never claim responsibility for this. Let's just let it die.
This is an interesting story about War of the Worlds. I'll post it on our social media for anybody that wants to read the whole thing here. It's social.freetalklive.com. You can find it there.
So Alex Jones is right, or was right, about organ harvesting from aborted fetuses being used for research by the American government.
Yep. The Department of Health and Human Services has awarded at least $2.7 million to a University of Pittsburgh program that sought to create a quote-unquote tissue hub sourced from aborted fetuses ranging from 6 to 42 weeks gestation. 42 weeks equates to more than 10 months pregnancy.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. That seems...
So, overdue, and then aborted, and then, you know, harvested. Details about the program emerged after conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch and the Center for Medical Progress obtained 252 pages of documents as part of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit brought against the HHS. In its 2015 grant application to the HHS, the University of Pittsburgh explained that it had been, quote, collecting fetal tissue for over 10 years, including liver, heart, gonads, legs, brains, genitourinary tissues, including kidneys, uterus, and bladders, unquote.
That's so dark. Can you imagine putting that on your resume? I've been collecting aborted fetus organs for 10 years. I am qualified to do this.
I mean, if that's the job you're looking for, right, that's experience for you.
I can't imagine what job...
Where are you going to get that sort of education? Again, education and experience, man. I read all the books about harvesting fetal tissues and organs, but now I got to put it into practice.
I suppose so. I mean, what was the research that the University of Pittsburgh was doing here? Does it say?
I mean, they were specifically were sought to create a tissue hub sourced from all those aborted fetuses. So they were just collecting it and then, I guess, dispersed out for further research.
I'd have to know what tissue hub meant for that. What are your thoughts on this? How should this whole thing have been handled? 603-283-6160. 42 weeks. Seems a bit odd. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is expecting a number of his fellow Republicans to vote yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
We've had about 17 or 18 who've indicated that they're going to vote yes. So it could go quicker, but it's going.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Louisiana Republican saying President Biden asked him to work on adding legislation on energy and that they have added funds for coastal restoration, among other environmental issues. Senators continuing to work on that package, but the final vote will likely happen on Tuesday. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is urging the United States to adopt more vaccine mandates. Collins telling ABC's This Week he celebrates businesses requiring the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A historic fire has people in Northern California on edge.
People living in the scenic forest lands of Northern California found themselves facing a weekend of fear as the largest single wildfire in state history threatened to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Robert Foxworthy of CAL FIRE says people need to be ready to evacuate.
With what we've seen the last few years in California, it's obvious that fires can break out anywhere and can destroy structures anywhere within the state of California. So I would say that the public always needs to be ready, and if they're asked to evacuate, please do so.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Bobby Bowden, the folksy Hall of Fame coach who won more than 350 games and built Florida State into one of college football's great dynasties with two national championships, has died. He was 91. Terry Bowden confirming his dad died of pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us, 603-283-6160. That's the call and line for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Rich.
And it's Ian.
And we were just talking about movies because I'm actually looking forward to one that's coming out soon.
Really?
Yeah, there's a sequel to Candyman, as I understand it. Candyman I had never seen until like 2 years ago. I never watched the original. But I watched the remake, and I was really surprised by the productions behind it and the storytelling behind it. It was surprisingly good for what you expected to be, you know, just a cheap, crappy movie. But they're making a sequel to it, and I don't know if it's going to be in theaters or not. Are theaters even open? Are they making movies?
No, you can go to theaters. They're open.
I've seen movie trailers that say exclusively in theaters. Now, some movies are coming out on both HBO Max and in theaters, as I understand it.
Like, for a while, Fast 9 was theater only, if you wanted to.
And Disney's getting sued over something like this. I don't know the details of it. It's one of the Marvel movies. They released it to streaming platforms, and evidently the actress is not happy that she didn't make enough money.
Yep. The Black Widow movie, Scarlett Johansson. It's debatable whether it's the actress or the actress's people and agents, right? Like, but their side is suing because part of her pay is based on box office ticket sales. And
that not include streaming?
Does not include streaming because it's box office ticket sales.
Oh my gosh!
So they dual released
it up,
right? They released it on HBO Max or whatever, Disney Plus, and the box office like at the same day, and it performed very poorly at the box office. Go figure.
Yeah, I imagine everything is these days, considering, you know, they are simultaneously releasing movies to streaming services, and so many people are afraid to go out. I went to the grocery store today, and I was just shocked by the number of people there here in New Hampshire who were just wearing masks still, even though most people are vaccinated. There's no mandates, and it's just...
Right, and don't forget that in the movie business, Los Angeles and New York City are two of the big markets as far as people seeing movies, or at least they were. Yeah. And for a long time, they didn't even have theaters open at all. Of course, as you know, New York City's mandating vaccines now for anybody to go do indoor activities, and I know theaters are included on that. So that's also the place where people are the most afraid, because they're full of, you know, obedient government serfs who believe everything that they're told. So I suspect box office returns are dismal in those two cities right now.
Well, there was one report that I heard where this result could have cost her like $50 million. Mm. Like, that's the swing. Like, if they just released in theaters, she could have expected to make $50 million more.
You know? I don't know if that's true in today's climate, man.
Well, that's the thing.
That's why it's going to be arbitrated.
I mean, have you looked at this story in detail? Does anybody know whether her contract specifies that they have to only exclusively release her movie in theaters? Because if it doesn't, I don't think she's got a case.
Right. I hear what you're saying, and I don't know the details of that. I would think it doesn't have that in the contract, because the likelihood is she signed the contract well before any sort of COVID pandemic, and there was no expectation that there would be due releases upon signing.
Yeah, right? I would expect it to say something like, you know, the movie would be released in theaters, and then, you know, after their, what was it, 90 days or something like that, it would
it's
be released
like
on the DVD.
Yeah.
I imagine it said something like that and just never made any mention of streaming services.
Because why would you put it...
Yeah, it wasn't in the paradigm at that time.
Right. But it is now. And, like, our own little theater here in Keene, the Colonial, it still isn't open. I don't know.
They're under construction, it looks like.
Is that what's going on with it?
I believe so.
That depends. I mean, are they ever going to open again?
Well,
I'm not convinced they are, because, I mean, they bought this fear-mongering stuff from the very start.
They're adding on to the building. Like, they had a construction stuff out back, and they were adding to it. So I think that they do plan to reopen. They're not just, like, doing fixes inside. They're actually adding something to it. But, you know, another question is, what's the local movie theater doing? Are they still requiring masks from people walking? Because it was that you had to put a mask on to go from the ticket window into the theater, and then they'd let you take it off. And you and I actually went and protested this, Aria.
Well, we tried to go watch Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I don't know if it really counts as a protest, but we did try to go watch Back to the Future, and we didn't want to put on masks. And
we walked away.
Yes. And they told us we couldn't come in.
I mean, we didn't make a stink about it. No. We weren't rude. We just turned around and said, okay, well, you're not getting our business.
So I also want to suggest that your mask experience is local to you as well, because I don't go grocery shopping very often. But they did release, lifted the mask mandate, and one of the first places I ended up going to with the wife was like Trader Joe's, which was one of the first places to, you know, really lock down and mask up.
That's a really liberal kind of...
Yeah, they're sort of like the co-op, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I went into Trader Joe's, and it was a complete reversal as soon as the mask mandate was lifted.
Mm.
Right? Like, the vast majority of people were unmasked, walking around, smiling, doing their thing, and there was a couple hangers-on, you know, I'd say back to, you know, 95 to 5%.
Bonnie and I were at Target today, and Target tends to have more masks than Walmart does, and it was probably about 40%, I would say. We're masked.
Yeah. So, but I live in a different city than you guys.
I would guess it was about 70% of the workers I saw at the grocery store today were wearing masks. Mm. And I don't know if it's because, you know, they have a company policy in place where you can only take off the mask if you get vaccinated or whatever. But, you know, anyone who's still wearing the mask and holding out on the vaccine, they're just not going to be swayed at this point by that argument. Oh, look, if you get vaccinated, you can take your mask off. Because if they're paying attention, it's pretty clear that in 6 to 8 weeks, the mask mandates are going to be back.
Yep.
Well, if you want to talk more about the movie industry, there's a guy who made his name in the film business. He was the head of Paramount Pictures and 20th Century Fox.
Okay, so that's a pretty big name.
Yeah, his name's Barry Diller. According to NPR, this article came out last month. Again, he was chairman and CEO of two Hollywood studios. He is now declaring the movie industry dead. Quote, "The movie business is over. The movie business, as before, is finished and will never come back," he said in an exclusive interview with NPR from Sun Valley Conference, which is a media and technology conference in Idaho. And he says that has to do with the substantial decline in ticket sales and the closure of movie theaters during the coronavirus pandemic. Dan Diller, the chairman and senior executive of IAC, a company that owns internet properties, says, though it's much more than that. According to Diller, who ran those companies decades ago, streaming has altered the film industry in substantial ways, including the quality of movies being made now. Last year, several conglomerates, including Disney and Warner Media, decided to debut new releases in movie theaters and on streaming services simultaneously, which we covered here on Free Talk Live.
I think he's probably right that I don't know if it's over, but it's definitely changing.
He
right?
said that
I think it's going to have to be over. I mean, the business model isn't sustainable. It's just like the video game industry and the music industry. If all of, I mean, the most.
Like selling games on CD or DVD or whatever, it's going out.
Well, I mean, just games in general.
Unfortunately.
A game publisher has to sell, you know, 12, 14, 15 million copies of a game in order for it to be considered a success. Yeah. And that's just not a sustainable model to be putting $50 million into a game and getting back, you know, $32 million because the game flops or whatever.
He said there used to be a whole run-up remembering how much time, energy, and money studios invested in distribution and publicity campaigns. He said the goal was to generate sustained excitement and enthusiasm for new movies. He says, quote, that's finished. I used to be in the movie business where you made something really because you cared about it, he said. And he says the way companies measure success now is also different. During his tenure at Paramount in the 70s and 80s, the studio released movies like Saturday Night Fever. Since then, he's been known for his work in television. He helped create the Fox TV network. Today, streaming is a multi-billion dollar industry, and competition among companies for content and customers is fierce. He pointed to Prime Video, Amazon's streaming service, as an example of how incentives in the entertainment business have changed. In May, Amazon, I didn't hear this, they announced plans to buy MGM for $8.5 billion. So Amazon is gobbling up old movie companies now.
Yeah.
They have the money to. The only thing I like about Amazon is that they do have just any movie you want to see, you'll be able to find on Amazon. But it's not included in your Amazon Prime subscription. You're going to have to rent it for $2.99 or $3.99 or whatever.
And but they give a lot away in the Amazon Prime subscription, too, though.
Not any of the movies I've been trying to watch.
Of course not. Because they rope you in with the free stuff, you know, the lower quality stuff. And they go like, well, if you want to watch this good movie, it's $2.
Yeah, but see, that's kind of the issue.
But is he right about this, or is he just a grumpy old guy mad about change? Because I've seen these Amazons have bought old licenses and brought stuff back that people wanted to see again.
He's both. He's right. It's not going anywhere, but he's upset because he's a grumpy old guy.
What do you think? 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talking about movies here. What one guy is characterizing as the death of the movie industry, but as we, you know, as we've alluded to and as we discussed during the break, it's not really dying. It's just going to have to evolve to adapt to the new climate in which it finds itself.
Like any other industry going through some sort of change because of changing demand of the market.
Yeah, and this guy is, you know, he's really old. So things were done a very certain way during his tenure in Paramount and Fox Pictures back in the 70s and 80s.
Back in my day, they were all under contract and they had to make the movies we told them to.
It's a little later than that, but this guy is really old. He probably was alive during during that time. But, you know, is he right about this? I think, yeah, the movie business as we knew it is changed forever. But is it a bad thing necessarily?
Only time will tell. I mean, and it's going to be subjective to the individual. I'm not going to miss the theater experience. Now, maybe it means movies are made with a little bit smaller budget or whatever, but that's fine. Yeah, I don't have.
You can do a lot more with less today than you could in the past. I mean,
that's also true.
Even small budget productions can look surprisingly good. Like, for instance, in the past, you know, before 10 or 15 years ago, TV shows were obviously different from movies. They looked lower budget. They looked cheap.
Yeah.
And now TV shows are almost on the same tier as far as quality of, you know, computer graphics and things like that.
Because that's where people are watching all these things now, right? The TV quality has gotten better.
It's still surprisingly expensive to make a movie, though. Like, even one of these low-budget things, like, I've watched some really low-budget movies. Yeah. Like, Velocipaster, I think, had a...
Oh, my God. I see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not good. It's terrible. It's entertaining, but... I mean,
the Velocipaster is literally like a blow-up costume with T-Rex on.
It was styrofoam.
Okay.
It was a big, blocky-headed Velociraptor made out of styrofoam. You could tell the total budget of this movie was, like, maybe $2,000 or $3,000.
Wow.
But I mean, it was still entertaining, and here is someone else who's seen it. So
jeez.
Successful. Amazing. But let's go to the phones before we get further into that. We got Vernon calling from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have a comment
And I'm certainly not trolling. I really do want to hear your legitimate opinions on my comment, and I will hang up and listen off the air. So last segment, I think Ian used the term, and I'm not quoting here because obviously I forgot. I think it was prescribed government servitude or something. Yet the two of you, I think, have served the government far greater than anyone that I know in the past few months since the raid. And honestly, I'm just being honest with you, and I'll hang up. Feel like the raid has turned you all into hypocrites. I really do.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
Like there needs some clarification.
Yeah, you all have the government telling you exactly which websites you can and can't go to. You can't even leave the house without asking the government. You can't do anything without asking the government. You have something shackled to your knee in from the government, and yet you sit here and rail against them every single day on your radio show.
Isn't that
what am I supposed to do? Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Fillate them because they're controlling me?
Well, I have no idea, but I think it's contradictory for you to not try to do anything.
Have you ever been on bail conditions, Vernon?
Ian and I have both put in motions to change our bail conditions so that we could do the show here together. It's not like we're just sitting back relaxing.
What do you think? Are you suggesting that we should just go out and violate the bail conditions openly so they can throw us back in a cage?
No, there are alternatives.
What's that?
Why not go to a country that doesn't have extradition treaties or something like that? I mean, if you all are that passionate about your belief in the evils of the government, why do you bow down to them on these bail conditions? I'm not understanding that.
Because there are guns to our heads.
No, but he's saying you can run. You can escape.
Why would I want
to escape the tendrils of the American government?
Yeah, why would Why would I want to go on the run for the rest of my life and try to avoid the American gang who then would want to throw me into prison for even longer than they want to throw me into? When ultimately, I think we have a pretty good case, and we knew these charges were likely to be brought. I don't think we expected them to be quite as intense as they were, but
I didn't expect the level of violence that we saw.
But I mean, so that's what your answer is that
nobody. You could have stayed in jail like nobody.
Nobody mistakenly stayed in jail, dude. He wants to be out.
He's trying to get out. I mean, he's not in there on principle or anything like that.
You think it's a good old time to be hanging out in jail?
No, but at least
have you ever been to jail?
No, I haven't.
That's okay. Not. Well, then what are you talking about as though you know anything about, like, bail conditions and what things are like out here, calling us hypocrites? Ridiculous.
I'm simply pointing out what I think is the hypocrisy, or the hypocrisy that you two are continuing to show on the radio. That's my opinion.
Not hypocrisy when you got a gun to your head.
I don't think it's hypocritical. I don't think it's hypocrisy either way. Because if the government has a gun to your head and they're forcing you to do these things and you're saying, like, we should put an end to government because this is terrible, that seems like the appropriate response.
Right? Yeah.
They're being evil and you want to put an end to that.
One of my favorite things I saw recently was, like, you know, after they amended the bail conditions that allowed us to, you know, do the show together, mm-hmm. we're right back into it. It was like advocating for New Hampshire secession and drumming up support for that. To get the federal government out of the state of New Hampshire. I mean,
Vernon would rather have us violate the bail conditions openly. And
then what happens to Free Talk Live? Free Talk Live just dies.
Yeah. I think he wants that to happen.
From Honduras, man.
I think that's what he wants to happen.
Vernon, thank you so much for the call tonight.
He's always been a little bitch to the state.
Is that so?
Yeah, he's always been a fan of the state. He's always been a critic of Free Talk Live.
I've always been against running from one's problems.
And
that would include problems.
They catch up
with
to you.
Yeah. And that would be the case here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to run, and not me, because I'm not a runner, but we've seen this countless times. People try to escape the long arms of the American federal government, which realistically has no jurisdiction. You say a country with non-extradition. Look, if they want you bad enough, they're going to get you. Yeah. And even if they somehow don't just invade the sovereignty of this other nation, you're locked into that one place for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Yeah. Edward Snowden is kind of stuck. Julian Assange was stuck for a long time.
Mm-hmm. He's still in jail.
Well, because they got him.
Yeah.
Before then, he was effectively stuck
inside the Ecuadorian embassy for six years.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
Basically in jail, yeah.
Basically, but not by the state that was going after him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he was effectively jailed by being a citizen of Ecuador,
To me, that doesn't sound any better than, you know, just being in jail awaiting extradition to the United States or whatever. You're locked down here basically in prison, or you're actually in prison. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Maybe in one you have a little bit more freedom, or in the other you have a little bit more freedom. But either way, running is not going to help any of it.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, he was acting as though nobody had made some sort of brave decision to stay in jail or some kind of principled decision to stay in jail.
It seemed that way in the beginning.
That wasn't at all what he was doing, though. His attorney had given him bad advice, and we're still not sure why he was told to stay, you know, to not request the bail hearing, but he went along with what his attorney said and realized he shouldn't have done that and has been trying to correct that ever since.
Yeah, everything that has happened since nobody took that advice is a direct result of the attorney giving him that bad advice.
Yeah, and he was, of course, the public defender, and they aren't always the best at doing things, generally. But, you know, when you get put into one of these cells, it's not like I couldn't have sat in jail. I mean, it's the Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat. I had plenty of time to read books. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't being threatened by other inmates or anything like that. It wasn't the worst possible jail experience or anything. But there's more that I can do on the outside. And if we can beat these charges later, and we can, whether or not we do is another question. What's the jury going to be like? There's a lot of unanswered questions at this point. But if you do beat those charges later, and you've sat in jail waiting the entire time, you just spent a whole year of your life behind bars only to quote-unquote win, you don't get that time back.
One of the things I've been saying lately since all of this happened is that, you know, freedom shouldn't be relative, but right now it kind of is.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Whether I like it or not, I have to view freedom as a relative thing, and I'm relatively freer out here where I can reach an audience and advocate for secession and scaling back the scope of the federal government versus sitting in a jail cell reading books and doing no activism.
Yeah. It's absolutely relative, and again, that's why the Free State Project or the New Hampshire Freedom Migration exist.
Yeah, you make your stand.
It's relatively more free here than it is wherever you're at.
You make your stand when and where you can and where is appropriate. And we're under circumstances where we're under frequent observation and active threat in a variety of different ways. So, unfortunately, our ability to go out and, you know, lead the charge of civil disobedience or whatever is not happening right now. That's, you know, not on the options for us.
Yeah. I mean, well, it would be good if we could, but
yeah.
I don't want to spend the next 18 months or however before the trial in jail because, you know, I did some cop blocking and the cop decided to arrest me for it.
There goes your bail.
Yeah, that's just the reality of the situation, and it sucks. But I don't think it's hypocrisy to bow down when someone puts a gun to your head.
It'd be more hypocrisy. Damn.
Yeah. What do you think? Are we hypocrites? 603-283-6160.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.